Okay, good morning everybody. So get yourself comfortable so we can start our practice. Try to keep your back straight as much as possible. And take a few deep, long breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. To relax your body and relax your mind. Free of tension. Try to let go of the worries of the future and the burdens of the past, and understand that you are here in this beautiful morning, in this beautiful sanctuary. Understand that we cannot breathe for tomorrow, we cannot breathe for yesterday, but we are breathing for this moment, the present moment. Foundation of our practice is loving kindness, developing love and compassion within ourselves and towards others is the foundation of our practice. Developing love within yourself and feeling that compassion and love within your own self is so important to our practice. Oftentimes, when you try to practice and try to pay attention, you will find yourself get distracted with thoughts and feelings and sounds. And you will start to criticize yourself, you will start to judge yourself, being harsh on yourself. But once you develop the true love and compassion, instead of judging yourself, instead of criticizing yourself, instead of being harsh on yourself, you are able to give yourself a chance to practice further and to get good at it. Sometimes we don't like how we feel, how we think, even how we look. But if we can accept as who we are, that's the first steps towards accepting. Think to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be well, May I be peaceful. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now think about your family members, your parents, your grandparents, your brothers and sisters, your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your partners. Think about them individually if you like. And send your loving and kind thoughts towards all your family members. Sometimes you may have a difficult family members in your family which is hard to get along with. You may have had a negative experiences with them. Maybe you didn't like the way they talk to you, way they treat you. Please understand the forgiveness. It's not for someone else. Forgiveness, it's for ourselves. When you forgive someone, they don't gain anything. But you will gain peace of mind by letting go of that negative emotions and feeling towards that person. And free yourself and free your mind by not having those negative thoughts and emotions. The true loving kindness that we should be able to send our love and compassion without boundaries, even to the people that we may not like or hard to get along with. That does not mean you have to get close to them. You can stay away from them, but you can still think about them in a loving way without having negative thoughts and feelings towards them. That's the true loving kindness. Send your loving and kind thoughts towards all your family members and thinking thus, may all my family members and friends be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Finally, send your loving and kind thoughts towards all living beings, human beings, non-human beings, people who are struggling without food, without shelters, people who are suffering from natural disasters, people who are suffering because of the wars around the world, lots of hatreds. We can at least send our loving and kind thoughts towards them. There are two types of energy that we all carry, the positive and negative. When so much negativity out there in the world, we can make a change by sending the positive energies towards everybody, even with our thoughts, Send your loving and kind thoughts towards all living beings. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. If you want to change your posture during the practice, please do it so to get more comfortable if you want. But please be aware of each and every movement that you make, because we are trying to be mindful of as much as we can during this practice. Now all of you are the hearts and minds are full of love and compassion, not only within yourself and towards others. Now gently bring your attention to focus on your breathing. Don't force your breath. Let it happen as natural, your ordinary breath. And just start to pay attention to your breathing and breathe out. Understand and aware when you breathe in that you are breathing in. And understand and aware that when you breathe out that you are breathing out. And try to keep your concentration as long as you can. When you pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath, you may start to feel a subtle sensation of your breathing, and maybe on your upper lips, or sometime inside your nostril, or it might be on back of your throat. Or as it arises with in down in your belly, as it arises with your in-breath and falls away with out-breath, wherever you feel that subtle sensation, try to pay attention to that part of your body and keep your attention there. If you don't feel that, which is normal, and still keep your concentration on your breathing, Understand, if you have a mind, you will always have thoughts. Do not try to stop your thoughts. Let them arise, but do not get engaged with them. Do not involve with them. See the thoughts as it is. And each time when you get distracted with your thoughts, acknowledge and accept that you get distracted with this thought, and gently bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. This can happen many times. As many times as it happens, gently bring your attention back to your goal of focusing on your breath. If you get distracted by your thoughts or feeling or sensation, please bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. Please bring your palms together in front of your heart. Make a strong determination to practice this meditation every day, even for a short time. May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you. May all of you be well, happy, and peaceful. And thank you very much. And you can open your eyes. Okay, let's do the chanting. Start with page 4. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasse. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata sankhara upadevaya dhammino upajjitva nirujjanti te saṃ upa samo sukho sabbe sattha avera hontu sabbe satta abhyapajja hontu sabbe satta aniga hontu sabbe satta Sukhi attanam pariharantu Mano pubbangama dhamma Mano setta mano maya Manasache paduttene Basativa karotiva Tato nam dukkha manveti Chakkhaṃ vevahato padam Mano pubbangama dhamma Mano setta mano maya Manasache pasannena Basati va karoti va Tato nam sukha manveti Chayav anapaini Mind is the forerunner of all states.
Mind is chief, mind is everyday, everywhere,
We believe in generosity towards others. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those who without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those with an ocean to cross, a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter. By means of this meritorious deed, may I never join with unwise. Thank you. Good morning again. How was the practice? Good. Is anybody new today? I met a couple of them. Yeah, just can you say your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany, thank you for coming and welcome to the temple. Anyone else? Yeah? Joshua, thank you for coming and welcome to the temple. We got the whole group in the back. Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You all are welcome. Thank you for coming. So, let's talk about today's topic is about the fear. Well, we all have so many fears, don't we? We have a fear of public opinion. We have fear of living. We have a fear of dogs and cats. And fear of donuts. Yeah, people are afraid of donuts. Whenever they say, like, oh no, not for me, but... So we have fear of not having enough to live until we die, and insecurity. And then... of course, you have a fear of losing somebody you love, and of course, you probably think that I really like my wife or my husband, but they might turn into someone else. Or you may have a fear that might not happen any sooner. So all kinds of the fears that... So what is the fear for you? What is this when you hear the name, we made this name, there is a feelings behind this. We call it a fear. So what is it for you, the fear?
Loss.
Pardon me?
Loss.
Loss, yeah.
Not knowing. Strong physical sensation. Uncomfortable.
Yes.
Uncertainty.
Yes, this is this. All what you said is very true. The fear is sometime when you come to the temple, you might have a fear that no matter how many times I come to the temple, these monks will never get able to fix my problems. That's kind of a fear, right? You may have that fear too, because I've been coming for 15, 20 years. I still got the same problems. So this actually, the fear is something not new to all of us. Fear is something that we have it with us since the moment that we born. It just started because of our desire to live. Just think about the 8 or 9 months that you were in mother's womb. That's the most comfortable place because your mother does everything for you. She breathes for you, she eats for you, and then you are not too cold, not too warm, you're just perfect there. In some traditional, they call the mother's womb is the palace. That's the palace because it's so comfortable. But soon after you come out, you come out to the world, they cut, what is it called? Umbilical cord, right? So that's where you connected. So they cut that. Now what you have to do? You have to breathe on your own. And you start to feel the hunger. And the little baby started to cry. Because now he has to do everything, most of the things by himself. That's where the start of our fear, of that wanting, the desire to live, to wanting to survive. And that's where the start of our fear. And now, even after we get so old, we still carry that fear of being so afraid that we won't be able to live, when we won't be able to, like many of you gave the example, when that uncertainty, that not sure what is going to happen. And all these things create a fear in our mind. And when that happens, not only mentally, but physically, there are so many reactions inside of you that change so much in our physical body and our mental state of that changes a lot. So why does this happen to us? Why the fear happening to us? Most of the time, the fear happens because of course, because of our desire, and then because of the way the lack of mindfulness of understanding that we have. In Buddha's teachings, it talks about there are 5 things to always remember, and there is a really good book that talks about this. We have it in the bookshop. This is from Thich Nhat Hanh. It's called Fear: Essential Wisdom from Getting Through the Storm. This is a really good book. So now I will have a couple of things that it's talk about that always to remember. The first one is, I am of the nature to grow old, and I cannot escape from getting old. This is something that we have to always remember. Look at the fears that occurs if you don't understand this concept. It's just when you look at the mirror, soon after you go to the bathroom, no matter how emergency it is, it's still you're going to look at your face first when you go there, right? And then look to see if you just look okay. And if it's a gray hair here and there, and you get a little upset. And then soon after you finish your business, before you leave, you look at it again, the mirror, see if it's fixed. Still not. And you upset more now. That occurs, the fear that I'm getting old, I'm going to have these wrinkles, I'm going to have all sorts of problems. But if you remind yourself, the nature of human being, a human being, every single, now you are older than the time you sit down in this cushion, you are 35 minutes older than when you came here. So we are getting old by every single breath that we take. We are dying and we are borning again. And we are getting older by every single second. This is something we cannot escape. And the second one, I am of the nature to have ill health. I cannot escape from having sicknesses. It's natural to all of us. We try all kinds of ways to stay healthy. We take all kinds of vitamins, do all kinds of physical activities, and do all these things. Yet, we can't stop. We have temporary solutions for things, but we cannot stop by getting sick. This is the nature of our life. And the third one is, I am of the nature to die. I can't escape from that. This is the hardest thing for all of us to accept. Because the whole world that we live like that, beings that we are never going to die. That's how we live. That's why all the chaos that we have, that's why all the wars that we have, if we all can understand the nature of life, that you cannot guarantee for next second that you are going to live. But when you make your mind thinking that I will not die, and I'm going to live forever, and then make your mind, because there are things that we cannot change. Getting old, you cannot change. Getting sick, you cannot change. The death is something that you cannot escape. But we put this message into our head that this is not going to happen. And this is not the nature of life. And then when you don't understand the nature of life, you are fighting against the fight that you always going to lose. You cannot win that fight. But because of that's how the mind works. Don't get mad at yourself because I've been doing this for so long, but don't get mad at yourself. Everybody does this. That's the nature of our mind. As long as you have mind, you can't be happy. The mind is not there for our happiness. Mind is there for us to survive. The more chaos is better for the mind. Now look, when you sit down, try to meditate for 5 minutes, try to keep your concentration, how many distractions did you have? Right? The door makes noise, and people walk around, hammer is out there, all kinds of things, right? And then the mind is just taking you there. Yeah, listen to that door is just going crazy. Who's going to close that door? Right? It just keep coming to you. That's why, because your mind is want to do something, but you're trying to do something with your conscious mind, but your unconscious mind is always active, is always want to distract you. And then always taking you to the place that you're trying to escape, but it will take you there. That's the nature of the mind. That's why remembering these things and being mindful about things is so important. Because then what you can do, instead of being a follower of your mind, and you can become a leader of your mind. That's what the practice does. So these things we have to remember as often as we can. There is another one to remember. All that is dear to me and everyone I love are of the nature to change. There is no way to escape being separated from them. So we have I just came back from Sri Lanka a month and a half ago after my teacher passed away. My whole life, last 17, 18 years I've been here. But I had a plan, even though I'm in the present moment, but I still have a plan for the future. My all plans that I had, thinking that my teacher is going to be there for another 15 years. And he's going to manage all the temples there, and he's going to do everything. So I have lots of freedom to be here and just travel whenever I feel like it. Now, I don't have that opportunity. I have to go a couple of times a year to check everything. But by having all these plans and thinking that he's going to be there, but now he's not there. That's the nature. So I have to accept that. So the loved ones that you have, that we cannot keep them all the time, forever. And the last one, my acts of body and speech and mind, the actions are, all these actions are continue to go through with life. Our actions and things that we do, we have to continue to do all these things. So, but oftentimes, when we say this, sometimes people take it in pessimistic way, thinking like, oh yeah, we are going to get ill, we're going to get old, we are going to die. Do we have to think about all this negative all the time? No. Why we have to think about these things, these are the ultimate truth. These are the very nature of everything, that we cannot change these things. Why we are fighting? Because we start to believe, because of our lack of mindfulness and understanding, we start to believe these things are not true. I can live, I can not get ill. That's why when you get ill, when somebody get mad at you, when somebody leave you, we get so much sadness. Because you think, this is my husband, and this is my wife, that belongs to you, right? You know that they don't belong to you, right? So, but we think this is my wife, this is my husband, this is my kids. And taking to me, thinking this is mine, but they are not yours. Because your own body is not yours. If it's your own body is yours, you should have a control over it. Right? Can you control your body? Then stop getting old. Can you do that? And stop getting sick? We cannot do that. So these are beyond our control. And the more we accept these things, the more we tell ourselves, this is the nature of life. This is what is happening. And the more we accept those things, and it's easy to overcome the fear of dissatisfaction, the fear of loneliness, and all these things is easy to overcome. More often, we cannot overcome the fear because whenever we fear of something, we distance them. That's the first thing we do. I don't like these feelings of that I have, the loneliness. I don't like this. I should go to a Starbucks, sit down there and just have a coffee and look on the other people, what they're doing, and then my fear disappears. And then we go somewhere else to distract ourselves and start to turn the Netflix and goes for a couple hours, and then you feel like, oh, I wasted my time. I just try to escape from the fear. But you know, that's the wrong way to do that. When you are fear of something, you know the best way to do? Invite it. Invite it to your living room. Invite it to your heart. And look deeper into that and asking yourself question, why am I so much of fear of this? You cannot figure that out if you push away. You have to invite and look close. And this is the way to look at it, your own fears, to overcome them, and asking yourself a question, why am I having this? And then you will be able to, this is different to each and every one of you. That's why that we cannot fix your problems no matter 20 years you come here, because it's very different to each one of you. You have to fix it your own self. We can give you the tools. So the best way to do, always remember the five things that I talked about, that you are subject to get old, subject to get ill, subject to die, and subject to lose your loved ones, and we continue to live this life. And then, don't push your fear away and invite it and asking questions to figure out, why am I having this? And that's the best way to figure out your fears, to overcome those, by understanding and acknowledging and being mindful and being in present moment. Because the fear is most of the time is about the future. Now you are here in this present moment. You are not so much in fear now, are you? Yeah. This is the present moment. Now, you know, your mind is so quiet. But when thinking about future, what is going to happen this afternoon and what is going to happen if the people are visiting, what am I going to make for them and all these things, right? And now the fear arises because of the future, but you're not living in the future. By having a fear about the future, what is going to happen, you're going to have that fear, of course, and you're going to lose the present moment of living. So live your life with happiness. Live your life with joy, no matter all these things surrounded us. If you'll be mindful about these things, accepting these things, we will be able to live happily. So that's my message today. Live in the present moment and be mindful and think about these things often and don't push away your fear and invite it and ask yourself a questions to figure it out. Does anybody have any questions or any comments? Yes. Taxes? Yeah, I remember. Yes. any more, any comments or anything? Good. Thank you all for coming today. And now we're going to have our Buddha.